One of the two?
Not the prayer.
Okay, would you like me to pledge allegiance? Would you mind? Thank you.
No. Let's see.
Shaylee, would you mind doing the prayer?
I'm happy to pray.
You got to be careful who you ask to pray.
I do. I thought it was a wild card, but I was going for it. I was going to have
a prayer. She doesn't have a whole lot of options, Frankie.
Yeah, there's only four of us here. I would trust you, but I thought, well,
yeah,
it's a wild card. We'll go for it.
No. Mom, you told me that you used to be a nursery. It was like your favorite calling.
I used to be the,
Oh no, the chorister, the primary chorister. Best calling ever.
That's what I heard.
It was.
Oh,
yeah, I think it's different now, though. We did fun songs. I don't think that they...
Oh, we do allowed, fun songs.
Are they allowed to do One Little Turkey Ran Away?
I don't know if I know that song, but sure. You can do anything you want. I don't know. Our primary president's pretty...
Yeah, I love you.
Different. But, yeah. Oh, I was primary chorister before we moved out here. And we took pictures of all the dad's faces and like blew them up and laminated them. And so for Father's Day, they got to choose a dad face. And then there was a song on the back of it. But some of those dad's faces were pretty funny. It was pretty good.
Spark out there? Okay. Okay.
Oh, that's what that noise is. I thought it was your computer.
No, I was like, I know there's people out there. I could hear them.
Kurt.
All right. Mine's on.
Yeah, the recorder.
It's recording on my computer. So speak loudly. Yeah, I would prefer to wait for him. Ryan, can you hear me okay?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, look, we're just not going to watch my face.
Why not?
It's
swearing them in. You know,
it should be the 5th.
Yeah.
At least somewhere around that time.
The 5th of January?
Yeah. Yeah.
Monday the 5th.
I think it has to get done. Yeah, Monday the 5th.
So who is over the cemetery now?
The Parks Board?
I don't know what that
is. It's Alexis.
Brian is the
Alexis of Bowen Cemetery.
Chair, so. And she's the sexton.
Mm-hmm.
I think Alexis is asking. The sexton.
Yeah.
Somebody told me somebody else was doing it, doing something.
Alexis is the sexton, but the board is.
What? Who's this?
Yep.
Brian's online.
Okay. All right, you ready? Okay. Getting called to order the Lake Point City Council special meeting. Today is Monday, November 17th. We're at the Lake Point Fire Station, 1528 Sunset Road. The time is 6:02. I'm Kathleen Von Hatton. I'm in a call to order. We're going to have our prayer today by Shaylee Allred from Sydney. And then our Pledge of Allegiance by Frankie Dupont.
Our Father in Heaven, we're so grateful we can be here tonight, and we're grateful that we can meet and represent our community of Lake Point, and please help us to make decisions that would be pleasing unto thee and to the citizens of this amazing town that we live in. And we're grateful for all we've been given, and we say these things in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Presiding officer tonight, Kathleen Von Hatton, do roll call. Kirk Pearson?
Here.
Jonathan Gerard?
Present.
Ryan Zumwalt?
Here.
Shaylee Allred is here. Planning and zoning secretary here tonight.
Okay.
And Jamie Olson?
Here.
Thank you. Do we have, want to open, can I entertain a motion for public comment to open it?
Motion we open public comment.
Okay. I'll second.
All in favor? All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Favors the motion.
Motion passed unanimously.
Those present. And like, I can't get my words right. Any public comment? Seeing no public comment, I motion to close public comment.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All in favor of those present to close public comments. Okay. Motion by Kathleen, second by Kirk. And we'll get to our business action item. We are here for our 2025 Lake Point Municipal General Election Decrees Report. I'm going to go ahead and motion to accept.
No, it has to be presented. So oh, turn the time over to me.
Okay. I present it. James can present it.
Okay. Just for the public and the council and whoever public here that's listening, election canvases is a formal legal required process for reviewing, verifying, and certifying the results of an election. Unlike election night, reporting the canvas is the official audit that ensures every valid ballot has been properly accounted for and included in the final totals. The county has performed that canvas, and this, which does items like verifies accuracy of the count, reconciles the ballot accounting, reviews and validates provisional ballots, confirms compliance with election laws, and then what we're doing tonight is certifying the official results. A summary of certifying the official results is the canvas culminates in the formal certification of the election by the Board of Canvassers, which is typically the City Council. During this meeting, the Council reviews the canvas report, confirms that all ballots and totals have been validated, and votes to certify the results. Once certified, the results become the legally binding outcome of the election and authorize the issuance of certificates of election, oaths of office, and seating of new elected officials. Also for the public, all of the information that is provided to the council is also available to the public. You can see all of that by visiting lakepoint.gov and then going to the departments tab and then the recorder tab. These will also all be posted on the public notification website. The documents include the cast vote record, which is actually a new requirement. It's actually pretty cool if you look at it. Then your canvas statistic report, canvas signed affidavit by the county clerk, and then the official election summary, official precinct summary. There's a Class A notice, and then the posted canvas report. At this time, I will go through the election summary report statistics. The total registered voters in Lake Point is 1,737. The total ballots cast were 576, leaving the voter turnout total to be 33.16%. The election results, this is not in any particular order. Well, never mind, it is. I lied. Okay. Kirk Trimble had 390 votes, having 30.49%. Lori Ann Chigbrow had 303 with 23.69%. Ryan Zumwalt had 295 with 23.06%. And David Walbeck had 291 with 22.75%, bringing the total of 100% of all those percentages against it. Per precinct, we have four precincts in Lake Point. Two of which have population and two which do not. The LP01.1 has a total of 871 registered voters. Ballots cast were 206. There was one blank canvas, a blank ballot cast. Voter turnout for that precinct LPO 01.1 was 23.65%. Okay, and then our second populated Lake precinct is LP 02.1. Registered voters is 866. Ballots cast were 370 with two blank ballots, and the voter turnout percentage for Lake Point
02.1 was 42.73%. And the other two, we have additions. Do you have any questions? Okay, that is your report. If there's anybody in the public who has questions or anything, reach out to myself or Tracy Shaw, Tulare County Clerk, and we'll be happy to help you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So I want a motion to accept the 2025 general election results and ask the Lake Point Board of Canvassers to certify the 2025 City Council general election.
Second that.
Motion and Kirk second. All in favor, we'll do roll call. Ryan?
Ryan, repeat your yay if you said it.
Yay.
Thank you.
You. Jonathan?
Yay.
Kirk?
Yay.
Yay. All in favor passes unanimously with those present, 4-1. Alexis is not present. Forgot to say that at the beginning. All right.
Okay.
Need to open up.
I don't think so.
We'll skip that public comment to the end.
Okay.
Not seeing any new people. All right. I motion to adjourn.
Time.
6:10.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.